Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be 46% higher per month this winter compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bills every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Republican wins, inflation is going to get worse. It's that simple.
What the hell are you talking about?
A dollar you held at the start of the Biden administration is now worth only 88.3 cents. It's crushing everyone, but it's particularly crushing seniors on a fixed income.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So there's what, 74 million Trump supporters, voters?
A basket of deplorables.
We have to find a way to live with them, even if we think they're bad people. We can't just wish them away. They're not going to disappear.
There you go, that wishing stuff again. I wish you was a wishing well. So that I could tie a bucket to you and sink you.
Oh, he comes, I'm going to punch him out. This is my mom.
I would pay to see that.
I'm waiting for this. For trespassing on the Capitol grounds. I'm going to punch him out.
Bang, zoom.
Don't be rude.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I'm on a low budget. I used to smoke cigars, but now I suck bolo mints. I'm on a low budget. It's the song of the 70s, and it's back again. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. You know, the Democrats are running from debates all over the country. Look at Katie Hobbs in Arizona, just as one example. She was running away. And here in Massachusetts, we have an egregious case with the auditor's race. Suzanne Bump is leaving office after a couple of undistinguished terms, and so there's an opening. Anthony Amore is the Republican candidate for auditor, and he's running against State Senator Diana DeSaglio, and she doesn't want to get into a debate with Anthony Amore, and but she finally agreed to a debate, and this is just such a ridiculous story. I wanted to have Anthony on to discuss it. Anthony Amore, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hi, Howie. I love the Kinks reference, by the way.
I know you're going to be a Superman on Election Day, Anthony.
Excellent. Thank you.
Anyway, you have a debate coming up with Diana DeSaglio, but if you blink, you're going to miss it, right?
That's exactly right. So we asked her to do five debates, and it wasn't an outrageous amount. We thought it'd be good to debate in every region of the Commonwealth. And she dodged it for a long time with a few ridiculous reasons. Then finally she agreed to one. We taped it yesterday, but listeners will be surprised to hear that it's only going to be 10 minutes. It'll be a 10-minute debate.
10 minutes?
8:30 in the 10 minutes. So we talked for 25 minutes. It gets edited down to 10, and it'll be aired at 8:30 a.m. on Sunday, you know, when everybody's raring to hear an auditor debate. So, like you said, blink and you'll miss it.
10 minutes at 8:30 a.m. on Sunday morning on what, Channel 4?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. So yep. give me the highlights. And I guess we could actually play the entire debate in this segment if we had it. But but what were so what did she, what did Diana DeSaglio hit you on first?
Well, what she hit me on was she pulled an old tweet of mine from a long time ago, and in it I simply said, and I don't remember what the context was, but I said sexual harassment isn't always a crime, and you know, it's always bad, but it's not, it doesn't always rise to a criminal level, was my point. And
look at the police chief of Brookline that just got fired today. You know, he's not being charged with anything, he just got fired, right? I mean, it's not right. You're right, it's right. But it's true, it's a true statement. But anyway, so she whacked you on that. So I assume you came back with something. What did you respond with, Anthony Amore?
Well, she said, you know, you Charlie Baker is endorsing you, and I wonder if he knows you support Trump this way. And I said, that's not what the tweet was, but you're going, and I said to her, you're going campaigning with Maura Healey today. Does she know you worked for an organization that was virulently anti-LGBTQ? You were a teen mentor leading young people who had gender identity issues to sermons to be told that they're sinners and that they're bad. Does she know your stance on LGBTQ? And she was trying to defend it. I think she was surprised I knew about it. But it's an honest question. I mean, she campaigns as being, pro-LGBTQ plus issues. I'm endorsed by the Log Cabin Republicans, but who took real umbrage when they found out that she
right.
was involved with this organization in Alabama?
It's called the Ramp Church, and apparently they have this guy that was there, and he said he wanted to pray the gay away with conversion
right.
sessions. And I'm just looking now at this tweet from the Log Cabin Republicans, which I retweeted this morning. The Ramp is a fundamentalist Christian church based in Hamilton, Alabama. The church has previously been led by Damon Thompson, who left the church after publicly making statements blaming higher rates of suicide among gay youths on, quote, the demonic force of homosexuality. Yet she spent the day yesterday campaigning with Maura Healey, the Attorney General.
Exactly.
That's a good,
right.
that's
know,
a good
I,
question. Does Maura Healey know? Does Maura Healey know about
that's
this?
That's what I wanted to know. Does Maura Healey know that this was something? Don't forget, this isn't just something she dabbled in or a church she went to. She left Massachusetts to go to Alabama to work for this organization. So, you know, what does that say about her?
It says she's certainly changed her tune. That's what it says about her now, if she's campaigning with Maura Healey, because, I think her old boss, Damon Thompson, would say that that Maura Healey is a bad person.
Well, the interesting thing is, you know, I had to talk about that stuff because when I brought up qualifications, when I talked about the fact that she has never done an audit, an investigation, an assessment in her entire life, and has never led an organization in her life, she called me sexist for saying that, which is a hard thing for me to understand why it's sexist to point out qualifications in a campaign.
She's basically a creation of the public sector unions, isn't she? How much money has she got coming in from the public sector unions?
The unions have spent, of every dollar she has spent, 47 cents has come from the unions. The unions, they're close to having raised around $700,000 for her for this campaign. And you should ask yourself, why are the unions so interested in ensuring that they have the auditor? I have zero special interest money, Howie, not a penny. She has $700,000 from the unions, the very people she will have to audit their performance. And that's, so how can you think you're going to have an objective auditor when that's the sort of backing she has?
She used to work for the Firefighters Union, right? And that's one of, and she worked for a big pal of Brandon's, right? That was her boss at the Firefighters Union after she left the anti-gay church in Alabama.
Right, and then she worked for the NAGE as well, and I think that was 2 months or 3 months, and this is the experience that she's touting compared to my 30 years doing this work. But in the end, it's up to the voters to decide, do you want someone who knows how to do the job, or do you want somebody who's propped up by the unions?
Wow, and she's has some, votes that might be okay with you and me, but do the liberal Democrats in Massachusetts know who she's been voting with in the legislature these last few years, Anthony Amore?
Well, she, like you said, they're not votes that would bother us, but for some reason, the Democrats are okay with her having voted to relax red flag laws. She voted with Jeff Deal on that. She voted with Jim Lyons on transgender bathroom issues. But, you know, when it came down to your money, Howie, and my money, and it was a chance for her to vote to have a suspension of the gas tax this year, voted against it, of course. She voted for secrecy in the legislature to keep committee votes secret in 2013, 2015, 2017, just voting against the interests of the people every single time.
And she voted against suspending the gas tax.
Absolutely. Voted against it.
That's kind of a bottom line type issue, you know. You're either with the taxpayers or you're against the taxpayers. So
right.
If we want to see
she
your
nothing,
big,
she did nothing.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, she did nothing about.
About the economic development plan, she did nothing to help get tax relief for the citizens of Massachusetts, and she did nothing about 62F. Until we led the charge, then she jumped on the bandwagon. So she has shown no interest in returning tax dollars to taxpayers.
62F is the law that's going to return, unless something happens, almost $3 billion to people who actually paid the taxes. And the hacks on Beacon Hill are very angry about that. They'd rather have it go to their constituencies in the non-working classes. Okay, Anthony Amore, where can people go if they want to get involved in your campaign and help stop the hacks from winning another statewide office?
Thanks, Howie. They can go to my website, which is amore2022.com, AMORE2022.com. I'd love to hear from them.
Okay, amore2022.com. And your big debate, again, I'll try to... 10 minutes. 10 minutes. I guess that's better.
Drink about half a cup of coffee while you're watching it.
All right, Anthony Amore, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Go to his website, amore2022.com. From pumpkin spice to apple cider, fall is the tastiest time of the year. And HelloFresh makes it easy for me to savor all the season has to offer with mouthwatering recipes delivered to my door. Everyone is looking to save money these days, and HelloFresh helps me do just that. In fact, HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% cheaper than takeout. Hosting has never been easier, whether I'm hosting a small barbecue, celebrating Oktoberfest, or just gathering with friends. Fall flavors from HelloFresh Market has a rotating selection of fall-inspired brunch kits, dessert boards, and more, available for a limited time this season. My box was delivered to the studio by mistake, or I just didn't change it in time, and now Taylor's going to enjoy a nice meal this weekend.
Pork bulgogi, my favorite so far from HelloFresh, but hopefully you keep getting those boxes sent here by mistake, so maybe I can find a new
favorite.
I'm
going to get it straightened out this weekend, and I'm going to go for some of that pork schnitzel that Patrice from Arlington said was fantastic. I love Wiener schnitzel, and I'm sure pork schnitzel is going to be just every
bit as good. It's October, so you might be able to order that. That might be on the menu.
Whatever you're interested in cooking and you've always been afraid to try, you can do it with HelloFresh, because it's about their ratio of successful dishes that they deliver to your door, with complete with the recipes, correct spices, etc. It's a chance to really expand your repertoire as far as cooking new dishes goes, and it saves you money too. HelloFresh is now offering vegan recipes made without animal products of any kind on the menu every week. Enjoy recipes like sweet chili tofu bowls or spicy coconut curry. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie65 and use code Howie65 for 65% off. Plus, get free shipping. That's code Howie65 for 65% off. Plus, get free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
I don't understand why the Globe isn't interested in Diana DeSaglio working for this anti-gay church. You'd think this would be a big story for the Globe right down their lane. And working, there are pictures of her on social media with Jim Lyons, the crackpot GOP state chairman, you know, who's crazy. Why isn't the Globe interested in this story? I wonder why. She's evolving. She's an evolving Democrat, says 508. And I think that sums it up. She's an evolving Democrat. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you support Jeff Deal's 2014 attempt to abolish the Massachusetts minimum wage?
No, I do not.
52% say yes.
All right. 844-500-4242. Now, the President of the United States, the former President, Donald J. Trump, has issued a series of statements on Truth Social about the fact that the January 6th Star Chamber Kangaroo Court is trying to subpoena him or has subpoenaed him. And, you know, other radio shows, they have to read the Truth Social statement, but the president likes to call into the Howie Carr Show to deliver his statement personally to our listeners. So here we played one of his statements earlier, and now we're going to play some more. This is the statement from President Trump on Truth Social this afternoon, called in as a voicemail to the Howie Carr Show. Cut two.
The Unselect Committee knowingly failed to examine the massive voter fraud which took place during the 2020 presidential election. The reason for what took place on January 6th.
What about Nancy Pelosi, who now wants to, says she wanted to punch him in the face and didn't mind going to jail? What do you think of that, Mr. President?
Why didn't crazy Nancy Pelosi call out the troops before January 6th, which I strongly recommended that she do? It was her responsibility, but she didn't like the look. Crazy Nancy failed the American people.
But what about the Select Committee, so-called, with the failed Republicans, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney? What about
The Unselect Committee is a giant scam presided over by a group of radical left losers and two failed Republicans, the likes of which our country has rarely seen before. Make America great again.
Connie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Connie. You there, Connie?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I want to know if when they charge that capital, that puts every American 3 feet under. So what are you smoking? Then you say you have daughters. If Trump getting into office, where do you think your daughter's going to wind up?
What are you talking about? My daughters all had great jobs when Trump was president. Thank goodness they still have good jobs. He's wrecked the economy, Connie.
If Putin get another person in that White House.
Wait a second. It was Hillary Clinton that was using a Russian spy, alleged Russian spy. She was paying an alleged Russian spy to frame Donald Trump. She was the one. The Democrats were the ones who were colluding with the Russians, Connie. You got to stop watching MSNBC and CNN. I'm glad you're watching Newsmax every once in a while, but you know, you got to watch Newsmax and Fox more often to figure out what's going on.
No. You go ahead on and put
Putin didn't invade anybody while Trump was president, but when Barack Obama was president, he gobbled up the Crimea, and when Brandon became president, he invaded Ukraine. I guess he was scared of Trump, but he wasn't scared of Obama or Biden, was he?
You're too old for to be talking the way that you're talking right now. That capital was.
No police were killed that day. Only a Trump supporter by a cop. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Florida continues to recover from Hurricane Ian. This is I hold in my hand a very interesting story that is getting no national attention, zero national attention. You know what it is? There's been a rash of fires in EVs in Lee and Collier counties because the cars were submerged in the salt water. And now they're just catching fire. This from the Western Journal. After surviving Hurricane Ian, some homes in Florida are facing a new danger, electric vehicles catching fire due to their batteries being corroded by the floods. And this is not just some crackpot bunch making up. This is a state representative from the area and the state fire marshal. State Rep Bob Rommel and State Fire Marshal Jim Petronas have been particularly vocal about the threat of EV fires in the aftermath of the hurricane. Rommel tweeted on Friday about a house that had managed to outlast the hurricane but couldn't survive the EV fire that later started in the garage. This is what the state rep wrote. The house survived the Hurricane Ian with very little damage, that is, until the Tesla in the garage caught fire. House is now destroyed. And Petronas, the fire marshal, later tweeted pictures of the destroyed home. This is the house Rommel pointed out yesterday that caught fire from an EV. Burned to the ground. Caught the neighbor's house on fire, too. And again, the state fire marshal continued tweeting, electric vehicles are catching fire due to electric system failure caused by saltwater storm surge from Hurricane Ian, catching homes on fire, endangering first responders and Florida families. I'm calling on EV families to partner with us to find solutions. Petronas pointed out in another tweet that if an EV catches fire, there's not a lot fire teams can do. The second you stop dousing an EV with water, it flames up again. On October 6th, that would be last Thursday, I joined North Collier Fire Rescue to assess response activities related to Ian and saw with my own eyes an EV continuously ignite and continually reignite as fire teams doused the vehicle with tens of thousands of gallons of water. Subsequently, I was informed by the fire department that the vehicle once again reignited when it was loaded onto the tow truck. Based on my conversations with area firefighters, this was not an isolated incident. As you can appreciate, I'm very concerned we may have a ticking time bomb on our hands. EV fires are notoriously hard to put out due to their lithium-ion batteries. Haresh Kamath of the Electric Power Research Institute, I guess he's an alibi Ike for the industry, he said, battery fires are not frequent. In rare cases, when you have a problem, it's very dramatic. A fire you can't put out, yes, tends to be very dramatic. Especially if you put it on a flatbed truck and the flatbed truck then catches fire. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, pages of the Boston Globe. They're not covering Diana DeSoglio, but they finally discovered that illegal aliens swarming into the country are causing a problem. The system is strained. That's a quote. Greater Boston's support network struggled to keep up as thousands of migrants, also known as illegal alien criminals, surge into the area. Surge? I thought that was a pejorative phrase when you're describing undocumented Democrats. Hospitals have reported illegals turning up at emergency rooms looking for health care and a place to sleep.
Everything free in America.
Mayor Wu said the more services, that means services is a synonym for welfare, the more welfare we provide, the more demand there is. Again, this is from the Boston Globe. The surge of migrants reaching Boston, New York, and other northern cities has, in a sense, given Republican governors in border states exactly what they wanted. They don't want them coming into the country. Believe it or not, most of the Democrat constituents don't want them coming into the country either, because we just have to take care of them. They just create all kinds of problems. Now it's the cities of pro-immigration liberals, pro-illegal immigration liberals. There, I fixed it. Confronting the challenges of ceaseless migration, albeit on a smaller scale. Ceaseless migration. Ceaseless migration means there's not going to be a country after a while if it doesn't cease. That's the reality of it. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, J.K. Rowling, the Harry Potter author, you know, this was a great story. Harry Potter. I said Harry Porter. Sorry about that. She has been repeatedly called out for making what many believe to be anti-trans remarks, shot back at a Twitter user who criticized her yesterday for citing her fortune from the Harry Potter franchise. How do you sleep at night knowing you've lost a whole audience from buying your books? The person tweeted at the author. Rowling signals she has no issues with insomnia. I read my most recent royalty checks, and I find the pain goes away pretty quickly, she said.
One of the actors from Harry Potter passed away today.
Oh, really? Which one?
Robbie Coltrane. He played Hagrid.
Oh, wow.
72. He was a big guy.
Her net worth has been estimated to range from between $650 million to $1.2 billion. I got my royalty check today from Paramount Pictures.
32 Taylor. Cents?
I didn't come here to be made sport of. I got $6.40.
Wow, that's a good check.
And it's got a picture of the mountains on it, too. It makes me feel like I'm a Hollywood mogul when I get that check twice a year. Those mountains on the check, that's even better than the $6.40, as that means to me.
I'm thinking it's like a TV syndicated show kind of check. You get it every month, but twice a year.
Twice a year.
12 bucks.
Yep.
What do you do with that $12?
$6.
$6 twice a year is 12, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. But I get it in April and October. Sometimes it's a little more, sometimes it's a little less. And as the years go by, oddly enough, it tends to go down. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm sure it was enough when you first started getting those checks to throw a little pizza party for yourself, but that's not going to get you much these days.
No, it's not. No. Maybe a can and a half of Land O'Lakes extra heavy whipped cream. That's about it. All right, 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Howie. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
I have to say, you touch on so many subjects every night. It just makes me think about everything. But you know what? The one thing is like those, EVs and batteries. There's another big important ingredient in making those batteries. It's called magnesium.
Yeah.
And the only reason I know about this stuff is I'm a captain. And you know what? Every time the flares are like expired on the boat,
yeah,
we toss them out in the water. And guess what? Those things burn underwater. They burn underwater. They burn like nobody's business. I mean, and so I can see how these batteries are, do a little electrical.
I mean, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with all these batteries when all these states, starting with California?
I don't want them.
I mean, remember when they were burying waste from the nuclear reactors in Nevada, and they just said, what the hell? We don't want these things. What are we going to do? Fire all this stuff into space?
How's it go away?
It's crazy. And you know, the gas is a lot safer than these gasoline-powered automobiles, and trucks and SUVs are a lot safer than these EVs. And they don't want to talk about it. And again, the story doesn't get out there. It just gets put in an obscure conservative journals and websites and a few newspapers on the southwest coast of Florida. That's it. Thanks for the call, Paul. 844-500-4242. And of course, they're still, you know, they'd rather talk about January 6th. That's still the big issue of the day as far as these people are concerned. Nothing about the Danchenko trial, nothing about the EVs, nothing about inflation, the supply chain crisis, shrinkflation, nothing. It's just Donald Trump, January 6th. Sal, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sal.
Hey, Howie. Sorry to be Debbie Downer for Friday, but you can win all the elections you want. We can do, incredibly well coming up in the upcoming elections. But if we don't clean out these institutions of all of these whack jobs that are in there, it's going to change little or nothing. I know you have to start somewhere, but that is what the problem is.
I understand, but you're right. I mean, that was going to be my response to you. Well, you have to start somewhere. I mean, you can't just uproot the board of trustees or the board of directors of Harvard University. You can't throw all these woke judges off the federal district and appeals courts, Sal. You got to start somewhere. I mean, you take control of the Senate, you can block all these judges that Brandon is planning to appoint over the next 2 years, you know?
Yeah, but the thing is that where is the plan, Howie? We understand the problem, correct? But where's
yes.
the plan? What is A, B, C, D, E, F, and G? What is it? I don't ever hear it. It's never come from the Republican Party. We don't have answers. We need those answers to start in January.
The a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, and the step is on November 8th. We got to get the majority in the House, and we got to get the majority in the Senate. That's job one. And you're right. I mean, Trump was elected to stop this stuff, and he did the best he could, but he made a lot of mistakes because he listened to rhino Republicans, and he brought in all these people who stabbed him in the back. I don't have to go through the list again. It's so obvious, but that's just don't be Debbie Downer though. You can't be depressed about it. You got to move forward and do the best we can. Thanks for the call, Sal. We all knew it was coming, and it finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation, interest rates, and the overall economy. For sale signs are sitting in the ground longer. Buyers are backing out of deals, and large crowds of buyers have disappeared. If you plan to divest of your most valuable asset, your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in there. Holding off selling or even renting your property could be a comfortable short-term solution, but not if you sell in a year or two for much less money. Don't hesitate. Sell today at auction under your terms. In a J.J. Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time. For over 45 years, and more importantly, in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment with cash buyers who are ready to close with no contingencies. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
Remember that story last week in Midtown Manhattan? The guy was run over by a construction truck, and he was just lying crushed in the street, and this woman came up and stole his wallet while she was being cheered on by the mob. And it took them days. It took them days to identify the guy because his wallet was taken. And then they finally arrested the woman who did it. She's a homeless junkie. They found a crack pipe. She had 43 prior arrests. Guess what happened? Woman with this headline in the New York Post. Woman with 43 busts who stole wallet from dead crash victim is freed without bail. Freed without bail.
I'm shocked, shocked.
Sources said she tried to use the victim's stolen cash but couldn't because it was covered in blood. Isn't this wonderful? 844-500-4242. We told you about Jennifer Ruth Green, the black Air Force veteran, graduate of the Air Force Academy, who's running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District in Indiana, up around Gary. The Politico released her record that she was sexually abused while she was on active military duty in a combat zone, Iraq. She begged them not to release it because she was embarrassed and humiliated. She was a victim. And they said, oh, we got it through a FOIA. And guess what the Air Force now says? We didn't release that. We didn't release it as a FOIA. Senator Tom Cotton says it is a crime for the Air Force to release private personnel records like the one cited by the Politico story. And he is demanding the Air Force explain how the documents became public. I could tell you how. Democrats. They, you know, whatever happened to protecting women and not printing the names of victims of sexual abuse? I guess that only applies to Democrat women. No, it doesn't, because Tara Reid was a Democrat. She accused Joe Biden of digitally raping her, and they didn't care. Mary Jo Kopechne was a Democrat. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yes, I smell Stephanopoulos in the war room of the Clintons at work. I think that's the game plan.
The bimbo eruptions unit. an expression you don't hear much anymore, and it wasn't invented by Republicans, that expression.
No, it wasn't. Hey, wait till the Tesla owners find their new insurance premiums, because the insurance companies
are not
going to miss it.
Oh, you ain't kidding. Oh, that is so true. Can you imagine when they find out that your Tesla and the charging station could burn down your house? You're right. Oh, I hadn't even thought of that. Yeah, cha-ching, cha-ching. Thanks for the call, Zebra. Thanks for pointing that out. More bad news. More reason to go to Dan and Paul Rizzo to get your insurance checked, especially if you have a Tesla. I know Massachusetts doesn't get hit with hurricanes. Bad hurricanes that often, but still do get hit with blizzards. Same thing could happen if a blizzard could cover up everything and cause a fire. Linda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Linda.
Yeah, I have a question. I was in Florida for the hurricane, and I never heard any comments about people who were trying to escape the hurricane in their Teslas. How did that go for them? Were they caught in traffic jams? How were they able to recharge their cars? And during the hurricane and after the hurricane, what happened to their cars? Where were the charging stations? I mean, nobody talks about the fact that there was power in lots of places.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Apparently there were a number of fires. But Linda, here's the thing. If you were trying to escape and you were in the path of Hurricane Ian, and you had either a gasoline-powered car or a Tesla to flee in, what would you pick? I mean, knowing the status or the uncertain status of all those charging stations, I don't think there's any question you would be you'd be going in your gasoline-powered car. I don't know. I mean, can you imagine if there was a blizzard like the blizzard of 78? Have you ever seen the pictures of all those cars stranded by the side of the road? Just because they couldn't move any, they still had gas in them. They just couldn't move any further. How long would it take to move all those cars out off of 128 if they were electric vehicles and their batteries had died? See you on Monday, everybody. I'm Howie Carr.